Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. A black bear was sighted in the Aurora subdivision this afternoon, according to a Nixle text alert sent out at 2:50 p.m. An Alaska State wildlife trooper was sent to patrol the area. The school district has been notified as well. Black and grizzly bears live in the area around Fairbanks, but they seldom come into the city. Dash and body camera video of Fairbanks police shooting a suspect backs law enforcement accounts of what happened. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the video released at a press conference shows a high-speed chase and fatal shooting of 23-year-old Sean Buck on May 25th. Some listeners may find the following audio disturbing.
The video footage follows Fairbanks police and Alaska State Troopers chasing Sean Buck on the Richardson Highway. The video concludes as law enforcement closes in and Buck is seen holding a pistol to his head and ramming surrounding patrol vehicles with his truck.
43 Western 1020. He's got a gun!
Police Chief Eric Jukes was one of four FPD officers who fired at Buck, so Deputy Chief Brad Johnson led the press conference. Johnson described how the incident began with an attempt to stop Buck on an outstanding felony arrest warrant. Johnson defended officers ultimately firing on Buck.
At the time the officers fired their weapons, they all believed that they or their fellow officers were about to be killed or gravely injured by Buck. Not only had Buck repeatedly used the truck as a weapon, but he had also used his handgun to fire at them during the pursuit. There were also civilians on the on-ramp whose lives Buck put in jeopardy by his actions.
Deputy Chief Johnson displayed video captured mid-chase showing evidence of Buck shooting from his truck.
A bullet hole in the front windshield that was fired from inside the vehicle. Prior to everything else that you just watched.
A state trooper investigation found officers were justified in shooting Buck. Deputy Chief Johnson spoke highly of how officers responded, but also expressed remorse.
We understand that on this day a person lost his life, and there are people in our community that cared about him.
That sentiment was underscored by City Mayor Jim Matherly.
Taking a life is the last resort for these officers, but they have a duty to protect themselves, to protect each other who are at the scene, and most importantly, the public, you and me, and all of us.
The officer-involved shooting was followed by a second fatal incident less than a month later. 21-year-old Matthew Colton Stover of Northway was shot by police after allegedly firing at officers attempting to talk to him. Police anticipate a similar release of video from that shooting after a state investigation is completed. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
At least 18% of public school bus routes were late on Monday, the start of the first full week of the new school year, according to the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. Tuesday was better, but a top school district official said she is, quote, beyond frustrated with students arriving late to school and that the school district is continuing to pressure First Student, the transportation contractor, to improve. The problem, tied to a nationwide school bus driver labor shortage, is not new. What is being done to fix the problem is not clear. First Student, based in Ohio, has not responded to multiple requests for interviews since June. Buses were late on and off throughout last year at the school district. Lisa Pierce, the chief financial officer for the district, said the situation has not improved. According to School Bus Fleet, a trade publication, bus driver pay in Fairbanks is almost $3 above the national average of $16.90 per hour. Pierce said leadership at the company has changed and that she is hopeful that the new leaders will address multiple failures of the company to follow a 5-year contract that is entering its second year. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.